إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. I welcome all of you. We continue reading from the book that we read in Tuesday nights, شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث لفضيلة الشيخ الدكتور العلامة ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين. We're going to continue to read from this book the explanation of the creed of the Salaf. The creed of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, of al-Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Of al-Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama, al-Doktor al-Ustad, Rabbi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi, Umair al-Madkhali. May Allah preserve him and forgive him and his parents and all the Muslims. Ameen. We see in chapter 8, according to the English translation, the resurrection after death. أي من عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث أنهم يؤمنون بالبعث والنشور بعد الموت. That it is from the creed of the Salaf, those who adhere to the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions in the first place, and the tabi'un and the a'imma of al-Islam, and whoever followed them on this path, who adhere firmly to the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah, and therefore they are on the right path, from their creed and from their aqidah, that they believe in the resurrection after death, that the people will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala, in this paragraph, he mentioned al-ahwal, ذكر الأهوال والمخاطر التي ستكون في هذا اليوم العظيم يوم القيامة، وذكر منها دنو الشمس من العباد، وحتى تجري أودية بعرقهم، ومنهم من يصل العرق إلى ركبتيه، ومنهم من يلجمه إلجاما، إلى غير ذلك من الأمور التي ستقع في ذلك اليوم، بينما هناك أناس في ظل الله سبحانه وتعالى، في نعيم وفي رخاء، في ظل عرش الرحمن. As a summary of what we read to you so far, the Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that this is a great day, the day of the judgments. This is an inevitable day. No one will be missing on that day. يَجْمَعُ فِيهِ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخِرُونَ. Allah will gather the first and the last generations, all of them together. And he mentioned that that's a very great day. There is a lot of important matters that will take place on that day. It's not going to be easy, except for those that Allah made it easy for them. He mentioned from those terrors and difficulties that will the people experience, as first, the sun will draw near to their heads. So therefore, rivers will flow from the sweat of the people, from the people sweating. And because of the deeds of the people, some of them, the sweat will reach to their ankles, while others to their shins, while others to their ankles, and while others they can barely breathe. And many other things that the Al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahu wa ta'ala mention, and the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى explains. قال ففي ذلك قال الإمام الصابوني واختلاف أحوال العباد فيه والخلق that the people they are not going to be all on the same conditions on that day. On that day the people they are not going to be all on the same conditions. They will be different. ففي ذلك اليوم منهم من يعذب حتى في الموقف. قال الشيخ ربيع on that day of judgment certain people will be punished while still waiting for the accounting. فقال فالذي يمنع الزكاة يعذب ماله ذهبا كان أو فضة أو من الأنعام كما مر بنا في الأحاديث. He says, for instance, from those people who will be punished, and this punishment is not in the hellfire, this punishment is in and while they still stand in for accounting, like the one who withhold the zakat, those who do not pay the zakat, they will be punished according to that which they kept for themselves and didn't give it to those who deserve it. Sheikh says, whether it is gold, those who keep gold, or silver, as it came in the hadith, that gold and silver will be heated. It will be extremely hot. And then they will be branded with it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ as a punishment for them. Likewise, those who used to have livestock and animals and cattle, and they did not give the zakat, those animals, as it came in the hadith that the Shaykh said we mentioned before, that those animals, they will grow big, fat, have big hoofs and horns, and they will step on that person and beat him وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ with their horns as a punishment for that person who did not pay the zakat. So it is very important for the people to pay attention and to give the zakat. Those who zakat is obligatory upon them and they fulfill the conditions of the zakat, and they have to review the chapters of zakat in Kutub al-Fiqh, in the books of Fiqh, and they have to look at these things and pay the zakat. Because those who abstain from paying it, they will be punished on Yawm al-Qiyamah, wal-iyadu billah. وَمِنْهُمْ أَيْ مِنَ النَّاسِ فِي ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ مَنْ هُوَ فِي رَخَاءٍ وَفِي نَعِيمٍ فِي ذِلِّ عَرْشِ اللَّهِ. Why certain people are having this difficult time and being punished? Others are in comfort. Alhamdulillah, they are in comfort. They're comfortable. They're not going through hardship. They are admitted in the shade of the throne of Allah. The shade of the throne. Arshullah. وَمِنْهُمْ السَّبْعَ الَّذِينَ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّ عَرْشِهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ وَفِي رِوَايَ فِي ظِلِّهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةُ تُصَرِّحُ بِأَنَّهُ ذِلُّ عَرْشِهِ. نعم. From them, those seven types and categories of people who will be admitted in the shade of Allah, the shade of His throne, Arsh. He says, the Shaykh Rabi' al-Hafidhatari says, because one narration says, they will be admitted in His shade, Allah's shade, and in another narration says, they will be admitted in the shade of His throne. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, so therefore this narration explains the other one, that the shade is the shade of the throne. قال فهو مخلوق ويبين هذه الإضافة التصريح بأن هذا ذل عرش الله. قال فيما يرونه ويلقون هنالك أي ما يشاهدونه بأعينهم من الأهوال ثم يلقونه فعلا مما ينصب على أهل الشر من البلاء. نعم. He says, this is something that real. And that the people will see these things, will see all this terror and all of this hardship and these difficulties. They will see it with their eyes. And some they will witness this thing, not just see the punishment. Some people they will go through it, through the hardship and through the punishment. The people of evil, those who were rebellious, and those people who were not serious about their religion, those people, they will experience, not only witness, but experience, and they be in the punishment, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. قَالْ وَكَذَلِكَ يَرَوْنَ مِنْ بَشَائِرِ السَّعَادِ لِلسُّعَدَاءِ مِنْ أَخْذِ الْكُتُبِ بِالْأَيْمَانِ وَبَشَائِرَ الشَّقَاءِ وَالْأَشْقِيَاءِ مِنْ أَخْذِ الْكُتُبِ بِالشَّمَائِلِ. The Shaykh says, yes, as Imam al-Saruni, rahimahullah, he says, some people on that day, they will be given good news, good tidings, that they will receive their books with their right hands. While, and these are the as-su'ada, those who are happy and joyful. These are the successful ones. جَعَلَنِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّكُمْ مِنْهُمْ. Allah make me and you from them, ameen. And also, Imam al-Sabuni, رحمه الله تعالى, mentioned also that while other people, they will be given bad news, not good news, bad news, since they will receive their books with their left hands, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى ذَلِكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ أَنَّهُ يُعْطِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كُتُبَهُمْ بِأَيْمَانِهِمْ وَالْكُفَّارَ بِشَمَائِلِهِمْ وَقَدْ يَأْخُذُ بَعْضُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ بِشِمَالِهِ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The Shaykh says, Allah mentioned this in the Quran, that certain people will be given their books on that day of judgment, their books of record, with their right hands, while others, they receive their books with their left hands. The kuffar, it says, the believers, the mu'minun, the righteous, those who used to do righteous acts, they will be given their books with their right hands. While the kuffar, the disbelievers, will receive it with their left hands. He said, even some of the rebellious, some of the disobedience to Allah will receive their books with their left hands as well, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Haqqah, from the ayah 19, goes on until the ayah 37. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُهَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَادِيَهِ فَهُوَ في عيشة رادية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. The ayat before that, they talk about the day of judgment, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَةً وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَى أَرْجَائِهَا وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. ثم ذكر الآيات التي تلونا عليكم, فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه إلى آخر الآيات. I want to read to you from the Ayah 13, actually. Then when the trumpet will be blown, with one blowing, the first one, and the earth and the mountains shall be removed from their places and crushed with a single crushing, then on that day shall the great event befall, and the heaven will split asunder. For that day, the heaven will be frail, weak, and torn up. And the angels will be on its sides. And eight angels will that day bear the throne of your Lord above them. That day, the day of judgment, when all this happened, that day shall you be brought to judgment. Not a secret of you will be hidden. And then he mentioned the ayah that we mentioned to you in Arabic, and we read them in the English. Then, as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, will say, take, read my record. Surely, I did believe that I shall meet my account. So he shall be in a life well-pleasing, in a high garden, paradise. The fruits in bunches whereof will be low and near at hand. It will be said to him, eat and drink at ease for that which you have sent on before you in days past. هذا ما ذكره الله سبحانه وتعالى عن المؤمنين المفلحين. So what Allah has mentioned in these ayats about those who will be given their books with their right hand, those who are successful. وقال عمن أخذوا كتبهم بشمائلهم, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى says about those who receive their books with their left hands. قال سبحانه وتعالى وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابية ولم أدر ما حسابية يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. لماذا هذا كله؟ قال إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا من غسلين لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون. أي نعم. Sheikh mentioned these ayats, but as for him who will be given his record in his left hand, will say, I wish that I had not been given my record, and that I had never known how my account is. I wish would that it had been my end, meaning death, and that's it. No resurrection, he won't be resurrected. Then he explained this person in agony. He says, my wealth has not availed me. My power and arguments to defend myself have gone from me. It will be said, seize him and feather him. Then throw him in the blazing fire. Then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. Verily, why all this punishment? Verily, he used not to believe in Allah the Most Great, and he urged not on the feeding of the poor. So no friend has he here this day, nor any food except filth from the washing of wounds. None will eat except the khati'un. And the Shaykh says, Al-Khati'un hum al-Kuffar. وَفَرْقٌ بَيْنَ الْخَاطِئِ وَالْمُخْطِئِ. قال الشيخ الخاطئ هنا الكافر وليس المخطئ. إذ المخطئ الذي يقع في الخطأ والخاطئ هو الكافر. The Shaykh says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, this food, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, they will be eat from the washing of the wounds of the people. This is for الخاطئون. And الخاطئون, he said, they are the disbelievers, the kuffar. So there is الخاطئ and al-mukhti. Al-mukhti is the one who made a mistake. We make mistakes. Alhamdulillah, as long as you are upon tawheed and upon the aqeedah, as-sahihah. But the khati is the one who is a kafir, wal-iyadu billah. So for those who know the Arabic a little bit, you write this down. There is a difference between al-khati wal-mukhti. Al-khati'un here is the kuffar. And the mukhti'un, those who make mistakes and wrong themselves. قال فهذه من الأهوال التي أشار إليها المؤلف. He said, this is some of the terrors and the difficulties that take place on that day, the day of judgment, that the مؤلف, Imam al-Sabuni, points out in his book, Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في شأن الخاطئين هذا الخاطئ خذوه فغلوه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, pertaining to the kafir and the rebellious, he says, take him and seize him and feather him. يأمر الله الملائكة. Sheikh Rabi' حفظه الله تعالى, he says, Allah give his order to the angels to seize such a person. لأن جهنم كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة التحريم عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Upon it, and is entrusted to angels, stern, strong. They never disobey the commands of Allah. Never, ever. The angels. Rather, they act exactly on what Allah commanded them to do. يأمرهم تعالى ويقول خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. Allah ordered the angels by saying to them, seize him and feather him, then throw him in the blazing fire, then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. SubhanAllah. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala, when he explained this ayat, he says, this person, he's not going anywhere. But still he is fastened with these chains, these heavy chains, because that makes the punishment more severe. Iyadu billah. More severe. Because no one can take that person out of the hellfire. There is no way out. Unlike the fire in this dunya, if someone is trapped in the fire, there is may way here or may over there, may break through a window, or some people they may even dive and throw themselves from even a high buildings. But not in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, not in the blazing fire of the hellfire. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from it. قال سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا يقال يقول الشيخ يقال تدخل من فيه وتخرج من دبره والعياذ بالله إهانة وعذاب وأغلال وحميم وجحيم هذا حال الكافرين والعياذ بالله. He says this chain سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا. This chain that he will be fastened with, whereof the length is 70 cubits, he says it was said that it will enter from his mouth and leave from his behind. وَالْعِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ. He says, not only as a torment, but humiliation. A humiliation and a torment. And from the things that Allah mentioned, that they will be given to drink boiling water. وَالْعِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ. Hameem. They're in a blazing fire. Their food, Allah mentioned to us what they eat and what they drink, boiling water. Wal-iyadu billah. So this is the case of the kafirin, the disbelievers. قال فعلينا بالإيمان الصادق والإخلاص لله تعالى في القول والعمل. إن شاء الله إن فعلنا هذا نعطى كتبنا بأيماننا. ويقول كل واحد منا إن شاء الله هاء مقرأ كتابيه أي فرح بما أوتي يقول انظروا ما فيه. He says, so therefore when you hear this, يرحمك الله, when you hear this, when we hear this, he says it is incumbent upon us to have strong iman, the true faith, and we have to be sincere. Have sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything we say and everything we do. You have to have a strong iman. And you have to be truthful, not just I believe. You have to be truthful by acting upon it. And you have to have ikhlas. Whatever you do, whatever you say, examine yourself. What are you saying this? And why you're doing these actions? Because that was going to be beneficial in what is done solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if we do this and we act upon it, inshallah, we will be given our books with our right hands. And every one of us, inshallah ta'ala, will say, as Allah says, about the righteous, about the believers, the true faithful, هَاءُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَةِ. Take, read my book. He said, he will be happy. The person who receives his book with his right hand will be extremely happy. And he wants the people to know about that. Read my book. SubhanAllah, even in this life, in this dunya, when you pass, usually, you remember when you pass high school or whatever, anything? Well, when you, especially if you have a good grade, didn't you want everybody to know about it? Didn't you? You have the result, and I did. You have the result, and you show it to your parents, and you show it to everybody, and when you show it to them, people are happy for you, right? But when you fail, what happened? Huh? None. There is none amongst us except that you fail maybe at least once in your lifetime. I failed a couple of times, and I don't want no one to know about my results. Actually, we hide it for a long time until my parents say, "What happened? Everybody got his result. What about you? I don't know. Let me see. What happened? I don't know what it is." You try to present excuses and this. Are they going to change from the reality? They're not going to change. But now, look at the joy that we will be having on that day when you receive that book with your right hand, indication that you are from the righteous, from the believers, from the winners, from those who have been saved from the hellfire. Now, Allah says, "Ha umuqra'u kitabi." He said, he's happy, this person. He wants the people to read his book. Yaqul unzuru ma fi. Read, look what's in it, the good. Inni dhanantu, ya'ni ayqantu. Ad-dhan huna bima'na al-yaqeen. Inni dhanantu, usually, it means I thought. You know, I thought that. No. Because when you thought about something, you are not sure about it. Here, this ayah, it doesn't mean here the dhan, it doesn't mean that, but it means certainty. He's saying, I was sure. I certainly. You see? قَالْ أَيْقَنْتُ فَالظَّنُّ هُنَا بِمَعْنَى الْيَقِينَ قَالْ أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَ الظَّنُّ يقول الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَ الظَّنُّ بِمَعْنَى الظَّنِّ الَّذِي يَسْتَوِي فِيهِ الطَّرَفَانِ أَوْ يُرَجَّحُ أَحَدُ الطَّرَفَيْنِ فَهَذَا لَا يُقْبَلْ فَلَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْيَقِينِ وَلَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ الْجَازِمِ. إذن هذا الرجل يقول إني أيقنت أني ملاق حسابي. يؤمن بأن الله سيبعثه وسيحاسبه على ما قدم في هذه الحياة من خير وشر. فاستبشر لما أخذ الكتاب باليمين وقال لإخوانه ها أمقرأوا كتابي. إني ظننت يعني أيقنت أني ملاق حسابي. ما النتيجة؟ فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية. الله أكبر الله أكبر. So the Sheikh says here, he's saying, I was sure and certain that I'm gonna meet my Lord and see my account. So the Sheikh, you have to be certain about the iman. Can't be like just have doubts in iman whether it's this or not. No, you have nothing will benefit a person except certainty. Iman with certainty. Not maybe, are you Muslim? Inshallah, yeah, Muslim maybe. No, not maybe. You are this. You should know that this is the religion that Allah accepts. Doesn't accept nothing else. You're upon the aqid of the Salaf? Not like, well, I'm going to try maybe these days until I see something else. No, you need to know that this is the aqidah. This is the path that you're supposed to be upon. Nothing else. You have to be firm upon iman. Not like whatever the people are doing, you do. No, you have to be upon iman. Have strong iman. The Shaykh Rabi' Hafizahullah, he says, لَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ الْجَازِمِ. فهذا الذي كان موقنا في حياته يقول, this person who was upon certainty, he was upon iman, upon sound aqidah, but with certainty. Not just he following whatever the people are saying. No, he knows exactly why he is upon this aqidah and why he is upon this iman, upon this path. He knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him. And he will face his actions, whether be good or bad. But since he was doing good, and he was upon yaqeen and certainty, he was given a good news, and given his book with his right hand. That's why he said to his brothers and the righteous and the believers on that day, he will say to them, هَأُمْ اُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَ أَيْنَا Here, read my book. Surely I did believe that I shall meet my account, so he shall be in a life well-pleasing, in a high gardens of paradise. The fruits in bunches whereof will be low and near at hand. Eat and drink at ease for that which you have sent on before you in days past. What is that which he has sent for him? The Shaykh says, in the days past, meaning in the day, in this life, the life before he died, this person. What is that he sent, the good things he sent? قال الشيخ من عقائد صحيحة وأعمال صالحة وأخلاق عالية والالتزام بالإسلام الحق واتباع الرسل الكرام عليهم الصلاة والسلام. نعم. He says, what is these things that he has sent for him? That's why he's from the winners, from the successful, from the believers, from the righteous, for those who receive their book with the right hand. What is the thing that this person did or used to do in this life before death on earth? Shaykh says he was upon sound creed. Not the creed of the Jahmiyyah or the Mu'tazila or Asha'ira or Shia, Qadariyyah. La. He was upon the Aqidah of the Salaf. That's why look, Aqidah of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. He was not upon the Aqidah of Sufiyya and just because that's my tribe, I'm with them. These are my people. I'm going to, whatever happened to them will happen to me. No. Your tribe's not going to help you in Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's why we're studying, as you see, alhamdulillah, the Aqaid, Ad-Dalla, Al-Fasida. Naam, we choose that class for this purpose because we're studying the Aqidah al-Salaf. That's why I choose for that purpose that I read to you for this past couple months. We're reading a glimpse on the innovated methodologies and the creeds and the like and Al-Firaq Ad-Dalla so that we can avoid them. Because that's what's going to happen is what you've been upon in this life. The sound creed, righteous actions. That's why we put an emphasis on the adherence to what the Sahaba were upon. Not to what the Ikhwan al-Muslimun are upon and calling to. Not to the Qutbiyun, wal-Haddadiyun, wal-Sururiyun. Not the Ahbash. Not the Tabligh. And these are the modern, innovated groups. And you can add to them all them, the Shia. We don't listen to these people. We have to do the action, the righteous actions. And we have to adorn ourselves with the akhlaq of the Salaf, not just Salafi, Salafi, they lie. He's a Salafi, he cheats. He's upon the way of the Salaf, but he borrows money and he go to another state. Don't even come, stop coming to the masjid to pray, because he don't want to pay back. Salafi doesn't take care of his family. Salafi, all day, backbiting people, sending messages, don't even ask the people if this is true, not even, what Salafi is this? Salafi. Akhlaq. They have the akhlaq of the Salaf. A sidq, truthfulness in speech. Don't lie, don't backbite. Have shaja'ah, have courage. If someone comes and say, you said, yes, I said it. Why you said it? Because of this, of this. And then if he's wrong, he will say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. I was wrong, ya akhi. Astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness from Allah. And please, you can forgive me, please, too. No, shuja'ah. Not like, oh man, I didn't say it, I'm playing games, you don't even know who to talk to. Yeah, subhanAllah. Akhlaq, this was going to help on Yawm al-Qiyamah. We adorn ourselves with the good manners of Islam. And how are we going to have all this? So we have to understand the statement of the ulama. How a person will have a good aqidah, sound aqidah, righteous actions, and being upon the best manners. He says, if a person adhere firmly to Islam, the true Islam, not the Islam that they think is Islam, mixed with the custom and traditions of the people, or because of their wicked understandings of the ayats and the ahadith, and they be on one version of Islam. No, the Shaykh says, al-Islam ul-haq. The true Islam that you have to understand it correctly by following the messengers, alayhim as-salatu wasalam. That's how. Any people who, from the previous nations as well, they will be successful, and they can be successful on that day if they do this. If they follow and adhere to the teachings of their messengers that Allah has sent to them. But after the sending, of course, we remind you of this reality. After the sending of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is nobody can say, look, I'm following what Musa was upon. Even if that person following what Musa was upon, it's not enough. Won't be accepted from them. The only thing now, after the sending of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will accept only that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with. قال لأنه لا يغني في ذلك اليوم نسب ولا مال ولا جاه ولا سلطان ولا ملك. نعم. He says, because on that day nothing will be of any benefit. No wealth, no lineage, no power, nothing. No kingdom. He was a king, he was a president, he was a high ranked person in his community. No, there won't be no benefit on that day. Look, that's why the kafir will say, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. The disbeliever, in this life he has a lot of wealth. He was a king, he was this, he was a president, he was a high rank officer, for example, in his community and society. But what he's going to say on that day, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. My wealth has not benefited me in anything. It won't be beneficial on that day. My power and arguments to defend myself have gone from me. Nothing. قال الشيخ هؤلاء الكفار الآن يتبجحون جيوش جنود صواريخ دبابات طائرات و ثم يأتي يوم القيامة مسكين ليس عنده شيء. هنا. Said, look at the kuffar now in this life. They say, and they brag with it, they have the strongest army in the world. And yes, they have rockets, missiles, tanks, planes, and this and this, sophisticated weapons and this high technology and all that, which is true reality. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he came in miskeen, alone with none of this. He will stand in front of Allah, nothing, no rockets, no missiles, no power, no government, nothing. No army to defend him, and none of that. قال هذه حاله وتأخذه الملائكة وتعامله كما ذكر في الآيات والعياذ بالله. So this will be his case. The one who turned away from the truth and from the haq. The angels will seize him because they are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As is mentioned in those ayats, خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها سبعون ذراعا فاسلكوه. أي نعم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, خذوه فغلوه. Seize him and feather him, then throw him in the blazing fire. Then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. قال الشيخ ما سبب ذلك؟ ما سبب هذا كله؟ What is, why, what make this person receive this humiliating torment that is mentioned in the Quran? He says, سببه أن الله سبحانه وتعالى ذكر ذلك في هذه السورة, سورة الحاقة. إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. Verily he used not to believe in Allah the Most Great and urged not on the feeding of the poor. قال يعني ليس فيه خير. This person has no good in him. والعياذ بالله. كله الشر والعياذ بالله. He was upon evil. الكافر ليس فيه خير. لا يؤمن بالله سبحانه وتعالى. ومن هنا يتضح لك خطأ بعض المسلمين، يقول لك لا هذا الكافر خير من هذا المسلمين، لماذا يصدقك الحديث؟ ليس خيرا منهم يا أخي، هل الكفر خير من الإسلام؟ فالله سبحانه وتعالى لا يظلم أحدا يوم القيامة، كما قال تعالى في سورة الكهف: ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. الله does not wrong anyone, as he tells us in سورة الكهف verse 49 and also in the verse 40 in سورة النساء: إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤتي من لدنه أجرا عظيما. نعم، in سورة النساء this verse number 40: surely Allah wrongs not even of the weight of an atom or a small ant. But if there is any good done, He doubles it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gives from Him a great reward, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال المصنف أيضا والإجابة عن المسائل. نعم, the people will be answering questions, will be asked. الله سبحانه وتعالى يسأل الصادقين عن صدقهم فكيف بالكفار؟ لا شك أنه يسأل ويحسب. The Sheikh says, if the truthful, they will be asked as related to their truthfulness. So he said, what about the kuffar? Yes, no doubt they will be asked as well, and they will be held accountable to their actions. قال أما المؤمن فيدنيه سبحانه وتعالى ويضع كنفه عليه ويقول له ألم تفعل كذا ألم تفعل كذا فيعترف. As for the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get him close, not in front of everybody. Allah will draw him near to him. Allah does not expose the believer on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He will draw him near to him and he will say to him, haven't you performed this or did this and this and that? The believer says, yes, Rabbi, I did. He recognized his mistakes and his wrongdoings. فيقول ربنا سبحانه وتعالى سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم. And Allah said to the believer, I cover you all of these mistakes in the dunya and I forgive you this day. Allahu Akbar. قال وأما الكافر فيسأله ويفضح أمام الناس وعلى رؤوس الأشهاد. As for the disbeliever, Allah will expose them, expose him and ask him in front of everybody else. In front of everybody else. As this is, you can find it in the Hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. أيضا Hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, Hadith number 2441. And in Sahih Muslim, Hadith 2768. وإذا كان له غدرة يغرس له راية عند إسلي ويقال هذه غدرة فلان والعياذ بالله من الغدر ومن نقد العهود والمواثيق. But if he was one of those people who they cheated and they betrayed the trusts, they have covenants with the people, they have treaties and agreement with other people, but they break those promises and those trusts and those covenants, والعياذ بالله, it will be made for them a flag that says this is what these people did. قال إلى سائر الزلازل والبلابل الموعودة في ذلك اليوم العظيم والمقام الهائل. قال مثل ما أشرنا إلى ذلك سابقا من دنو الشمس وإلى إلى إلى ذلك. He says that Imam As-Sabuni mentioned this day will be a lot of terror, a lot of difficult things. The Sheikh said, we mentioned to you some of those things that the people will be facing on Yawm al-Qiyamah. قال ثم من الصراط والميزان ونشر الصحف التي فيها مثاقيل الذر من الخير وغيرها. From the things that will take place on the day of judgment, the sirat, the bridge, al-mizan, the scale, and that the scrolls will be open, that they have everything written, whether good or bad, even the small things that the people they did. قال كل هذه الأمور العظام والأهوال التي يواجهها المكلفون من الجن والإنس. Said all of this, mighty matters, great matters, these terrors and these terrifying things that those who the pen now is writing for them, whatever they do, they will face it in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Amongst the jinn and the human being. Both. The jinn too. فَهُنَاكَ الْمُرُورُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَهُنَاكَ الْمِيزَانِ وَهُنَاكَ الْحِسَابِ أي نعم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, ala rasulam, abad. We're going to read just the translation in English so we can finish this chapter, this couple things the Shaykh mentioned, inshallah ta'ala. We're going to finish them in this sitting, inshallah ta'ala, in this class. He says, he mentioned the sirat, Imam al-Sabun, he mentioned the sirat, the mizan, and the like. He says, na'am. People will pass through the sirat, on the sirat. Likewise, there is the scale. And it is the accounting, the hisab, the reckoning. Allah will bring the people to account as related to their deeds. He says the ulama, they have some difference of opinions related. What will take place first? The scales or the sirat or the scrolls? Even he says the haud as well. He says, but the sheikh, he says, Al-Rajih, the soundest opinion is that the Hawd first before the Sirat and the Mizan. And that the Mizan also, the scales are before a Sirat, before the bridge. He says the people, they will be weighed and their actions. And the people will be held accountable as related to what he is to do. He said so much so that if فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَيْكُمْ مُفْلِحُونَ those who their scale of good deeds are, they weigh heavier, such are the successful, may Allah make us from them. And those who their scales of good deeds are the light side, then they are the people in Jahannam, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. And then he said, As-Sirat, it is a bridge over the hellfire. It's a bridge of the hellfire. All the people will pass on it. And now, everybody will pass over this bridge that is over the hellfire. He says, some, they will pass very quick, like a lightning. Some others, they will pass like the speed of the blinking of an eye. While others, they will pass as the strong wind. While others, they will pass like in the speed of fast horses. While others, they will pass with the speed of running camels. While other people, they can't do none of this. They will walk on that bridge. See, people, they pass, may Allah make us from them, fast. Like the lightning, like the blink of an eye. While people, they will walk on this bridge. Yet, while others cannot even walk, they will crawl. They will crawl, Yahwa, cannot even walk. They will crawl. And he said, and, as it came in the hadith, on this, on the two sides of the sirat, there is kalalib, wal'iyadu billah, his hooks, mighty hooks, like Shawk al-Sa'dan. These hooks that are commanded by Allah. Anyone that were commanded to seize him, as in the hadith, some of them, they will be scratched, but they are saved, while others are seized by these hooks and thrown in the hellfire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَخْدَشُهُ فَيَسْلَمُ وَيَنْجُو. Some people, they will be touched by these hooks and be scratched by them, but still they make it. But others, they will seize them and take them, grab them and throw them in the fire of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, Aynam, in Surah Maryam, in the ayah 71, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْدِيًّا. Aynam, there is not one of you but will pass over it, over the hellfire. There is not one of you except that will pass over it. Then is with your Lord a decree which must be accomplished. قال ما من أحد إلا ويمر على الصراط. Sheikh said, everybody will pass over this bridge. فالمؤمنون ينجون والكفار يسقطون فيها جثية والعياذ بالله. He says, the believers, they will be saved. Allah saved the believers. Because they were truthful in this life. They were serious. They had certainty. They adhered to the deen of Allah, as the Shaykh mentioned earlier. While the kuffar, they will be thrown in it, humbled to their knees in the hellfire, yad billah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah 72 in Surah Maryam, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Then we shall save those who used to fear Allah, to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting upon His commands and staying from the prohibitions as He legislated subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we shall leave the zalimun, the polytheists and the wrongdoers, etc., therein humbled to their knees in the hellfire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن يجعلنا وإياكم من المؤمنين من المفلحين ومن الناجين وأن يحفظنا وإياكم من أن نكون من الخاسرين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are successful and those who are saved on that day from the torment and from the humiliation on that day. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge in this life. While we're still alive, we ask Allah to grant us firmness upon His deen, to grant us beneficial knowledge with righteous actions, grant us certainty and ikhlas, and to make us from the righteous among His servants. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.